This is Steven.
Hi, Steven. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, good.
Awesome. This is Evan from Local Splash calling you for your for your scheduled interview. Is now still a good time?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Well, I already have Ivan on the line here with me. He's going to be the specialist that's going to take care of you in the client interview. He does a great job, and I'm going to go ahead and leave him to it. Again, welcome to Local Splash, and the both of you have a great rest of your days.
Cool.
Yes, hi, Steven. Good afternoon. Yeah, my name is Ivan.
Hey,
I'm Local Splash, and I'll be conducting the client interview with you today. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Will this be the best time that we do it?
Sure, yeah. Do I have to do a lot of talking?
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, before we begin, I'd like to let you know that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Okay.
And, well, I want to start by thanking you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. First, I'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together.
Yeah.
And, well, let me just check if you've already chosen a security question for your account. And, yeah, it seems like you did. You chose the city you were born in, and that's in Pensacola.
Pensacola, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, this security question is going to be used for your protection whenever you give us a call in the future. And if you request for any major change on your account, our client service team may ask you this question.
No problem.
And, well, I see that you have received the terms and conditions. You have signed them as well. Thank you so much for doing that. Have you had the chance to review the terms and conditions?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sure you discussed this with Evan as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, what Evan discussed with you is basically what's the gist of the terms and conditions as well. However, if you want to, like, dig deeper into it, like maybe review all of the terms of conditions, you can do so later on. And in case you encounter any questions or you want to ask us something, just please do not hesitate to call us. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah.
Thank you. So now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. And if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know and I'll make those corrections.
Yes.
So your business name is Enhance.
Enhance, yes.
Perfect. And the address I have on here is 942 Tom Osborne Road, Columbia, Tennessee, 38401.
That is my address, and that is the mailing address for the business, but for Google search parameters, I actually have an office, a physical location in my kind of geographic area that I mostly try to source work from. So that is a different address. So what you see, if you look at my Google business listing, that's a different address than my home address, right?
Okay, yeah, I understand. And, well, if I may ask, will you be able to receive mails on that, like, store address?
I don't have mail go there, but I can receive mail there.
Oh, okay. Well, if you'd like, we can
actually
change the address to that address. Is it the 2550 Meridian Boulevard, number 200
right.
Road? Oh, number 200 address? Okay. Would you like to change the address into this address?
No. I mean, most mail I would want to come to me at my house. But if Google needs to send something there for verification, we can do that.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, it's It doesn't happen often because Google would want to verify you via phone or video. But yeah, just in case they send you something, though it rarely happens, we'll need an address that you're able to receive mails to. But you're able to receive mails in that address too, right?
It doesn't matter. It's just I rarely, and when I say rarely, I mean if it's once a year that I would go by that address, because there's nothing. It's an office space, and I'm renting virtual office space.
Oh, a virtual address. Yeah, a virtual address.
And so you know, physically, it's a physical location that Google can verify that yes, enhanced. Like if you went in and you talked to the person at the front desk, they would say yes, this is Enhance's office. But I'm never there, and I don't have a physical presence there. But I could receive mail there. I just don't, because I just never, ever, ever go there unless I have to.
Okay, got it. And actually, it would be best if we can match your address with what's listed in Google already, so that it would actually be consistent. But don't worry, though. Yeah, I understand that you were rarely there and you'd never go there. But, yeah, we usually communicate via phone calls, like emails,
yeah,
text messages. We rarely send you anything as well. But, yeah, let's just use the...
For my profile with you all, just use the 942 Tom Osborne Road. But just Google, on my Google business listing, I want to keep that as that physical location there in Franklin.
Okay, well, yeah, certainly. We can do that. Hold on. Let me just take note of that.
I mean, I wish I didn't have to have that address. The reason I have it is because of what other digital marketers have told me. And, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass, and I don't love having that location because it's not really – it's just there as just like a, you know, a representation. It's not – because they all told me that because of – so where I live about easily 20, 30 miles – probably close to 30 miles, maybe more, from that location, okay? And my company, Enhance, is a franchise. And when you own a franchise, this particular franchise, you have a geography that you purchase.
Yeah.
So you purchase the right to work within a certain geography, okay? Well, because of the demographics, the geography I purchased was not the geography in which I live, just because there's more money in the location where I bought than where I live. Okay.
Yeah.
At the time with digital marketing, now this was 13, 14 years ago, to do any kind of pay-per-click and stuff like that, because my address, my physical address, was so far away from where I wanted to work, right? From the people that I knew would be searching, and I was running into issues. I would just never get leads. I would get leads from the geography that I live in, which I don't want leads from. I can't technically do work there. And so the digital marketer kept telling me, at one point I did the UPS box is like in a UPS store. It was like a little mailbox in a UPS store. Well, then Google figured out, well, people were doing that. So they said, you can't do that. If it's a UPS store or one of those locations, or, you know, a post office box or something, they wouldn't let you do it. So then the guys that were helping me with marketing said, there's this place that you can rent virtual office space. I mean, real office space and virtual, you know, And they said, that may be a good fix. And so I switched to that. And then, of course, well, leads improved and all the things improved because I actually had a physical location within the geography in which I wanted to be found. So that's why all that happened. I don't know if that's still the case. It may not matter anymore. If I had the opportunity to just eliminate that, I would love to. But if it's necessary to get, you know, optimal kind of response based on the way Google perceives geography, then it's fine to just leave it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Fully understandable. And yeah, if that is where, the money is, then let's just leave that as
is. Okay. 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 Cool.
And yeah, cool. So, are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you happen to have the license number handy with you right now or no?
It's TN license 7555.
7555, okay. Does this have an expiration date?
It's every, what is it? Let's see, that would be... I think it's the 20 in 27. Yeah, I think it's every 2 years.
So this expires 2027. Do you happen to remember what month?
March.
March, okay. March of 2027. And for the... Or later in the call, I'll be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, the phone number ending in 5510 is the best phone number we can reach you.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I have another line that's my personal phone. And frankly, it's probably a little easier to get me on that number. And so if we can, I'd actually rather you call me on my personal line. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely. Can you give me that phone number?
Yeah, it's 615-719-2674.
Okay, 615-719-2674.
Yeah.
Okay, so for communications with Local Splash, so this is the phone number that you'd want us to reach out to.
Yes, yeah. For the business, for the listing, all that, keep that 567-5510. But for you all to call me at, I would prefer my personal number.
Okay, yeah, that's fully noted. And the email address is modernwoodrenewal@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please.
There's a different email potentially on my Google business listing, but that's the email that I would want y'all to send correspondence to.
Okay. So with personal correspondence with Local Flash, this is the email address that you want us to.
Yeah. And it's actually, so I have an LLC. My LLC is Modern Wood Renewal. And enhances my DBA.
Okay.
And so I have Modern Wood Renewal, which is just my business, right, my LLC. But for Enhance, I have an email at StephenTaylor@enhancelocal.com. So you might see that on my website. You would see that maybe in the Google, like, contact, whatever. But that's fine. I mean, anyone who's contacting me for Enhance, you know, leads and stuff, I prefer they use that email. So.
Okay, got it. Thank you for letting us know. And
some of the stuff I do is because I won't always have Enhance. There will be a point where I will let Enhance go because it's a contract, right? It's a franchise, and at some point I just won't do the franchise anymore. And so when that happens, I want some things that just, you know, are linked strictly to Enhance, and they'll just disappear with Enhance. And then some things I would want to remain just mine, right? And so that's why I use that Modern Wood Renewal. So.
I see. Yeah, that's fully noted. And for the website, yeah, you do have the website for Enhance, enhance.com. And, well, this website actually looks good. It looks amazing. Would you like to promote this website as is, or would you like us to create a new one or a new design for you?
Well, I have to use that because it's part of the franchise agreement.
Oh, okay.
And my website is enhance.com/Franklin.
/Franklin. Okay.
Yeah. If you just do enhance.com, that's actually the corporate, like, franchisor website.
That's the main one. Okay.
Each individual franchise will have a designation after the enhance.com, whether it's a geography or something like that. So mine is enhance.com/Franklin.
I see. Okay, yeah. Definitely. Hold on. And, yeah, we will promote this website as is then, because that's part of your...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, I have a question before we proceed, because I don't want to forget to ask this. I forgot to ask Evan yesterday. The current service provider that's helping with my digital marketing, when should I contact them and say, hey, you can stop because I've got somebody else doing it for me? Should I call them today and say, hey, stop what you're doing, or should we wait on that, or how does that work?
Yeah, give us a bit of time so that we can also work on the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And once that happens, then you can let them know, or you can let go of them. So give us about, give us about just 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. So will they know that you're doing something on my Google, my business listing?
Yeah, because we will ask you to add us as admin to your Google Business Profile. And then if they have access to your Google Business Profile, they'd see that you'd add us as admin.
Okay.
As well.
So I don't know. I paid for this month, so I think they don't really have a choice, right? Like, unless they're going to give me a refund or something, you know, like,
yeah.
I just wondered if they're going to, I know it's going to be a little bit awkward, like, oh, hey, I'm going to switch over to this company and, I don't know, but I guess it's fine. I guess it happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, that does happen all the time. You just have to, like, maybe be upfront with them, perhaps.
Yeah.
And yeah, going back. So I hope.
Sorry,
Evan,
go ahead. Sorry for interrupting. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, not a problem. I hope Evan did mention something about the call tracking number too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because the call tracking number, this is included in your partnership with us. This is a Google-endorsed best practice for growth of focused businesses. So here's how it works. We provision a unique local number, and we promote it everywhere we market you. Every call to the number is tracked, recorded, and reported in your dashboard, so you know exactly which leads came from our work. You'll also gain insight into call quality and job opportunities, minimize spam, and enjoy and match transparency into return on investment. Calls route instantly to your local Splash app or the main business line, so there's zero disruption to your workflow. You can also access your reports in the local Splash app using your primary phone number for secure login. So what we basically will do is we'll create like a virtual phone number for you, and that is what we'll promote as your phone number for your business online. And what we do is
I think I've had those. So.
Okay, yeah. So you're good with that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's perfect. Hold on. Let me create the call tracking number for you. Okay, so the call tracking number that we'll have for you is 615-583-6510. And don't worry, you'll receive this phone number by text message and email. And I'll also give this phone number a call later on once we're done with the interview so that we can make sure that it's linked directly to your number ending in 5510 and that you're able to receive phone calls using this phone number as well.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, perfect. And well, let's now go over your keywords. So this will be the most valuable service that you do, and these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire you now. So Evan did mention that you mainly do cabinetry. Is that right?
Yeah, cabinet refacing and refinishing.
Refacing and refinishing. Okay. Hold on. Well, I did prepare the keywords, and I'm going to read them to you. And
okay,
if you want to change or add any, then please let me know. We optimize for all relevant services, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You'll also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make some updates. So what I have here is cabinetry, kitchen cabinet makeovers, cabinet painting, cabinet door replacement, cabinet refacing, cabinet refinishing, cabinet color change.
Yep.
Are you good with all of those?
Yeah, could you also add cabinet paint per? So instead
Sorry,
of just
cabinet
paint,
paint,
cabinet painter.
Painter, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
What else do you want to add?
And did you get cabinet refinishing?
Yeah, I have cabinet refinishing.
Okay. And cabinet resurfacing?
Resurfacing. Refacing is what I have. Let me add resurfacing.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Okay, that's added.
And
what else?
Also, new cabinet doors.
New cabinet doors, okay. Okay, anything else?
I mean, those are the main things.
Okay, well, if you're good with this, then I'm going to send, or you will be receiving an email with this list of keywords that we just went over. And if you want to make some changes, like maybe add or remove a few things, then
okay. Just
respond to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay,
perfect. And well, now just a few quick questions about you and the business so that we could get a better idea and we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. First question is there anything unique about the business? Like, do you provide fee estimates? Is this family-owned, locally owned and operated?
Yes, to all of the above.
All of the above, okay.
Yeah.
And, well, what sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, longevity, right? I've been doing this for 15 years. Just expertise in all things cabinet finish, kind of cabinetry related. Part of what differentiates me too is that I'm not a painter. I'm not a residential painter. And a lot of my competition, I don't really consider them competition, but I mean, people would get estimates from these groups are painters, just house painters.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is just like you wouldn't have your car mechanic do your heart surgery.
Yeah.
you don't have a painting company do your cabinets. It's two different mentalities, two different skill sets, everything from the word go, it's a very different thing. And so that's another big difference, because I'm not a residential painter. I am a cabinet finish expert. And the material I use is not paint. I don't paint cabinets. I finish cabinets. Those are the big, huge differences. And frankly, most people kind of start to understand it when you explain If you were going to redo the hardwood floors in your house, you wouldn't call a painting company. You would call a finish company.
Yeah.
Well, your cabinets are made of the same material as your hardwood floors. Cabinets are made of wood. Almost every bit of cabinetry is made of some version of wood. I mean, 99% of it will be wood. So why would you hire the company that paints your drywall? If you wouldn't hire them for your floors, why would you hire them for your cabinets, right?
Yeah.
So again, because it's just a totally, completely, just as different as that.
And that's, I understand,
one of the things I go over, you know, with my potential customers. I go over that with them and explain, like, hey, it's just a very, very different thing.
It is indeed. Yeah, the expertise versus those two is really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really well said. And, well, do you have a mission statement?
I mean, no. Okay, formal, no. There's probably something on the website. Because when you own a franchise, you're subjected to so much of what the franchise wants, right?
Yeah.
They've changed kind of what their tagline is a few different times. Right now on the website, it says, you're cabinet makeover experts, right?
Yeah.
They would contrast themselves with painters. They would, you know, tout the expertise and that kind of stuff. If I had my own, just this is my business, right, where I'm not subjected to what the franchisor wants and expects, then I would kind of have my own personalized statement. One of the things I tell my customers is, I care more about your cabinet than you do, because this is my life.
Yeah.
Outside of my wife and kids, this is what I do. This is how I live life every day. You can't care as much as you need to until you know all the things you need to know, right? Meaning,
yeah,
they may care about their kitchen, but they're not going to care about the way that I do, because they don't even know what the expectation should be. When people hire me, they know that they can go to sleep at night knowing that this guy, he cares about the detail. He cares about the things that he knows to expect, things that they could never even anticipate. I like it to very much be, there's no surprises at the end other than the surprise of how much better they could ever imagine it to be, right? Because they hired someone who just cares about it more than they do. Anyway, not that you want to hear all that boring stuff, but...
No.
My thoughts and philosophy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it is. If you were just not like binded with in hands, then yeah, you could definitely create your own.
Yeah. But it's fine. I mean, I've had the franchise, well, you already know, 13, 14 years now, and I will be letting it go in the next couple years because my contract comes up here in a couple years in 2027. I'm going to let it go because I just have no need for the franchise anymore. I told Evan, I have this other business that I started a couple years ago. It's called Refacing Nashville. And I have a domain, but I don't even have a website built for it. But I set it up because it filled in gaps that in terms of kind of the cabinet world that Enhance did not do and wasn't able to do. Over the next couple of years, I'll be transitioning to that. I told Evan, I want you all to, you know, kind of build up a website, build a social media presence, kind of start getting that business, get its feet under itself before I relinquish the contract with Enhance and stuff. So
yeah, we can certainly do that. That's what we mainly do. Yeah, we can actually even create a website out of the domain that you own, And it can definitely add you to Facebook so that you'd have social media presence as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah,
I'm working. I'm going to go into the house where I'm working. You don't have to hang up, but I just want to let you know that you may hear some noise and stuff in the background because I'm going to be doing some things while I'm on the phone with you. Just because I got to keep kind of working here. So.
Definitely, not a problem. Just let me know if you don't hear me or you're having problems. Hear me so that I can just repeat myself. Just let me know.
Yeah, no worries. I think I should have service in here, so. And I might have to interact with my customer, so. I might be saying something to somebody, so.
Yeah, definitely. When did you start enhancing it? What year?
December of 2012.
2012. In terms of the actual experience that you have in terms of cabinetry, how many years do you have of experience?
Oh, you could easily say 15.
15 years, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's not counting, like, other experience that I had. I've done construction and stuff before that, but true, like, you know, my licensing and my expertise in finishing, I just say 15 years, so.
15, okay, yeah, that's a good number. You've been doing this for quite a long time now. And currently, in terms of Enhance and Franklin, how many people is working in the company, including you?
Mostly just me. I do have like a shop helper that helps me occasionally, not constantly. I wish they could help me constantly, but unfortunately, this is one of those things where I just do most of the work myself, and frankly, out of just necessity, it's hard to find. When I mentioned painters, it's easy to find help for painters because you don't, the skill set's different, the detail doesn't matter, run and gun, right? Where with finish work, it's fairly significant. I mean, you have to give yourself over to the detail because it's all about detail and whatever.
Yeah. So 15 years of experience. You're the only one. Do you do work with both residential and commercial, or do you only focus on residential?
It's pretty much, I have done some commercial, but I don't care about it. I really just could, there's no less that I could care about that. I prefer to work with people, not contractor entities, right? And so it's pretty much, if you dug into, you might find, yeah, Steven's done some commercial work here and there. But I don't push it at all. It's basically 100% residential.
Okay, got it. And what are your hours of operation?
Just to Monday through Friday, like 8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5, okay.
I work way more than that, but that's what I list in Google.
Okay, yeah, we'll just advertise you with 8 to 5. Either way, once you speak with customers, you'd have a set of time that you visit them.
Yeah.
And what are the types of payments that you accept?
Oh, anything. Whatever. I don't penalize for cards. So most people pay with cards or checks.
So cash, cards, all major cards, checks. How about like those online modes of payment, like Cash App?
Oh, I don't do Venmo or Zelle. Just for kind of record keeping with my CPA and stuff, we just don't do that.
Okay, got it. So just mainly cash, cards, and check?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Then, now that we have your business info, you have two options. Option one will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. This would come with no extra cost. This is what's part of your package. Option number two, we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. Which option would you prefer? This or that second option would come with extra cost.
How much more? I mean, I don't know if it matters that much because I don't – even the listing – like, I've advertised with Yelp before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was – I think last year maybe I paid to advertise with Yelp, and it was just pointless. Like, there was just no reason to that. It didn't generate anything. Like, it was a total waste of money. I regretted that I spent one dime. So, and I don't know what other places, you know, like, I kind of feel like, okay, well, go ahead and tell me. Sorry, I interrupted. Please.
I don't know. Yeah, no problem. Well, if I could actually also recommend one for you, I would actually go with option number one. Because for me, option number two, well, option number two sounds good, to be honest with you. However, option number two, there's like a downside to that as well. So listing your business in up to 100 additional directory listings, it's like putting your phone number on billboards everywhere. You may be getting a lot of calls, but you're not
really sure. Oh, yeah. Right. The quality. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's just stick with option one.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So now let's talk about your Google Business Profile, a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, well, you do have the business listed in Franklin. I'm going to ask you for 10 cities that we can specifically target.
Oh, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Did you hear what I said?
There you go. Sorry. It might be. No, good. You said I heard 10 cities or something like that.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you for 10 cities that we can specifically target. So, I will need to put Columbia here because that's the address that we are putting you up here as the address for the account itself. Not truly for the business itself, but for the account itself. So we must also put Columbia if you don't mind.
So as long as that's not a city that's being targeted and will be advertised in.
Because
so
you don't
I can't.
Want to be a, oh, okay. You can't do
it. Oh, I just I can't. Yeah, I literally can't. Yeah, that's part of the franchise agreement. You're only allowed to advertise in the market that you technically own. So when I told you that I bought in areas that were not where I live, just for demographics. Well, that was one of the reasons. Sorry, I cannot do that.
Not a problem.
Okay.
So
I could get in big trouble if I did.
Fully understandable. So here's what we're going to do. So in terms of the business address, with the records in LocalSplash, we will use the Franklin address. But for any communications that will be sent to you via mail, then we'll just use the Columbia one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Good, hold on. And so, if you can please provide me with the cities.
So, Franklin.
Okay.
Brentwood.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Nolensville.
Okay.
College Grove.
Okay.
Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro.
Okay, thank you.
Smyrna. That's Smyrna.
Okay, thank you. That's six.
Laverne, just like Laverne.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll have to look.
Yeah.
Spring Hill.
Okay.
Thompson's Station, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N apostrophe S, Station. Is that nine?
Yeah, it's nine. You can add one more.
Let's see. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
I guess do Eagleville, E-A-G-L-E, yeah, Eagleville.
Okay, so just to recap, that's Franklin, Brentwood, Nolensville, College Grove, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, Spring Hill, Thompson Station, and Eagleville.
Yeah, so I can technically work in Nashville, Tennessee, but I don't technically own that county, so I can't advertise it. But, I mean, I do jobs there all the time. Their parameters are, as long as another franchise does not own the geography, you can work there. What they don't want is for you to be, like if I was advertising there, and then if someone bought that franchise, there could be some kind of issues with, well, who owned it and where did this lead come from? Well, you didn't own it, but you were working there, right, and advertising there. So they just say,
conflict of interest.
Yeah, as long as you don't, as long as you don't advertise, they don't care. You can work there, but if another person owns it, you can neither work there nor advertise in it. So it's just kind of saving a little bit of the headache of what if they, you know, sell it to someone. And what's funny is I used to own the Nashville County, which is called Davidson County. And ironically enough, I let it go a couple of years ago. I did not renew that particular license because I just got so little opportunity from it. I get so few leads. All of my work from there never came from pay-per-click. It always just came from organic. And really, dude, most of the leads that I get are organic. They're not from pay-per-click. Now, y'all may change that. It'd be really nice if y'all changed that. Because I've always felt like pay-per-click was kind of my least effective marketing strategy. But based on things that Evan is saying, I kind of feel like, I think y'all are probably going to be able to help me a little better with that.
Yeah,
but
definitely. We'll certainly do.
So one of the things that, the people who are currently managing my SEO and pay-per-click, they have told me, like I've asked them, hey, could we spend a little more in pay-per-click just to try to generate, you know, a little more business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they increased the budget, it did not result in any more leads. And in fact, they said based on my clicks, I actually wasn't getting any more clicks. Like I wasn't even spending what I was asking Google to spend, if that makes sense, right? If I said, hey, I want to spend $100 a day or whatever, I wasn't even, Google wouldn't spend it. I would get to, $50 a day or whatever, if that. Like I have not been able to spend what I've been wanting to spend. And they've said, yeah, it's just because there's no demand. You don't have enough demand for it, so Google can't spend it.
And I'm always just like, are you telling me that I'm literally offering Google more money and they're not able to take it? You know, like, that doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And they said, yeah, that's just how it means. It just means you don't have the, you don't have the demand. The leads just aren't there. And that's always just bugged the absolute crap out of me. Like, I just find that my wife, she just loses it. She's just like, Steven, do you hear what, that does not make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't like, make any sense at all.
A company the size of Google, it doesn't want to spend your money. She's like, that doesn't make any sense. How do they become one of the biggest businesses on the planet? Because they don't spend the money that people want to spend, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that. We'll definitely work on the pay-per-click ad that you have with us. And
yeah,
don't worry, we do have like a account manager that will solely look at your account, and she will be the one that's gonna handle your account, and you'll have to work with her in terms of strategy. She will be looking into all of the possibilities that we can provide you so that we can give you the best out of the funds and also the payment
we're
providing with pay-per-click.
Yeah, no worry. No problem.
And yeah, speaking about your Google Business Profile, since you do have a Google Business Profile already, well, it's already established. You've got a lot of reviews, good 5-star reviews on it. Well, I know that you're working, but can we give you a call back perhaps in a later time so that I can walk you through, or we can walk you through how to add an admin to your Google Business Profile?
Oh, yeah, you'll probably have to. We'll probably have to do it when I can get in front of a computer, because I will not get that right. And I do want to reach out to that existing firm and just let them know what's going on, because I don't want it to sound like I'm being a jerk, you know. Just give them a polite heads up, you know. They will know, and I don't want it to be like, what's up, man? You know, so.
Yeah, certainly. What time should we give you a call back later for the for walking you through the Google Business Profile?
Honestly, could we do it tomorrow? Would that be,
oh, yeah,
I know
certainly.
We want to get this moving, but tomorrow would probably be a little better.
Yeah, that's not going to be a problem. What time works best for you tomorrow?
Probably in the afternoon. Say maybe, let's see, can we do about 4:00?
4
my time, that'd be 2 your time, right?
Yes, certainly, we can definitely do that, 2 p.m. our time.
Okay.
That's going to be either me or your account manager that will give you a call for this. Either
okay,
way,
yeah,
we
no
are
problem.
Going to walk you through.
Yeah. That's cool. No problem.
Okay. And, well, just in case, though, Google tries to re-verify us as an authorized user on your account, because sometimes they do. They're, like, really worried about security. That's their number one priority as well. So we've sent you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. If you can also send us the photos of what's requested in that email as soon as you can, that would be
helpful.
Oh,
yeah. I got that. I did have a question. There was something. So, like, my business vehicle, it's just like my Expedition, right? It's not like, it doesn't have like the name of the business or anything on it, right?
Yeah.
So does that matter? Like, I mean, I'll send it. I just didn't know if they would be like, well, wait, why isn't it labeled? It's like, yeah, it's just not what I do. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. You can actually still send that. Most of the clients that we also work with, they don't have like any markings on the car that they use with.
Okay.
So, yeah,
cool.
You can just send that to us.
Okay. Good deal. Just wanted to make sure that it wouldn't like throw a red flag or something where Google's like, wait a minute.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm assuming that some things have changed with the Google Guaranteed stuff, because like the current group, because I've asked them about the Google Guaranteed stuff, and they said that, well, it's really not for your kind of business. You have to have a certain, they felt like there were parameters that I didn't meet, and that's why they didn't recommend it. But then I read something recently that Google has changed those parameters for Google Guarantee, but it's kind of different than it used to be. I don't know if it's not as stringent or something. Is that true?
Yeah.
You know, can you speak to that?
That is actually true. So for cabinetry, for cabinetry itself, that falls under one of the sub job type. There's like one major job type that you must do so that you can be considered for the Google Guaranteed. Yeah, it's carpentry. If you do carpentry, if you're a carpenter, then yes, we can consider cabinetry as a sub job under carpentry, or remodeling, for kitchen remodeling, you can also do that. For cabinetry itself, there's none just yet.
Oh, okay. So meaning that's not going to change. I'm not going to become one of those Google Guaranteed service providers.
Well, we cannot really tell if there's no possibility at all, because as of the moment, this list is actually expanding. So Google is also trying to find ways to get more jobs into Google Guaranteed. It's just that as of the moment, that's the limitations of what they have.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Don't worry.
Yeah. Thank you. And, well, here in Local Splash, we also offer one growth feature. That is weekly Google profile posts to keep you front and center in local searches. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like us to activate this feature to complete my extra file? And this is also very good.
Sure. Of course, yeah.
Okay, that's it. Perfect. And, well, I know that we spoke about Yelp earlier. We also offer Yelp optimization. So if you'd like, we can also optimize your Yelp page.
Sure. I mean, whatever. Is it included?
Yeah, it is included. You don't have to pay.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, you had, like, a not good experience with Yelp, so.
Well, it was just the ads, you know, I was just advertising in it, and it was just like, yeah, this is a waste of time, you know.
Understandable. For us to fully optimize your Yelp page, we'll need you to also add us as admin to your existing Yelp page. I'm going to send you an email as well with instructions, and, well, it's easier on that email because once you click on that, email, there would be a link that will route you directly to where you can add us as admin. That's much easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And also, for your Google Business Profile, I'm going to send you an email with instructions as well, so that once we give you a call tomorrow, then at least you'd have an idea of where to go.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. And, well, for Facebook, I see that you also have a Facebook business page. We also offer Facebook optimization. Mm-hmm. We also have Facebook ads listed as one of the products in your services with us. Well, we'd also like you to add us as admin to your existing Facebook business page. I'm also going to send you an email with the steps on how to do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, good. And, well, speaking about Facebook ads, since you do have it listed as one of the products in your services with us, would you like to send us specific images or messaging to use for your ad campaign, or have our creative team handle this?
Oh, I can definitely send images.
Okay, that's perfect.
I have 6,000 pictures on my phone of jobs and locations, and I guess you can kind of do a tag, you know, so that Google knows the actual location of that, you know, picture or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's on the back end. Maybe they already know. Maybe it's already there. But either way, if I need to, I can let you know like where the job was and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, certainly. And well, what is the preferred lead response method? Facebook forum fill, direct calls, or Facebook Messenger?
Direct calls. It's just easier. There's too many questions up front. So yeah, calls always.
Okay. Well, with calls selected, you'll receive an instant call when people click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab. However, Facebook does not provide any further information about the calls.
Oh, it's fine. I don't care.
Okay, good. And, well, you do have Google Ads or the pay-per-click services with us. This is included in your subscription with us. And just let us know at any time or at any point if you want to increase the budget of your ads.
Okay, yeah.
And well, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. PST. That's Monday through Friday. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Oh, just whenever.
Whenever, okay.
There's no specific. Everybody does the best they can.
Okay. And you do have a logo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah, it's actually, it's on the website. So I don't know. I'm sure I can get a, I mean, it's definitely on the website and the current business profile.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you
it's like, it's like a little circle with enhance in it.
Hold on, let me see. But if you can also still like send us a copy of your photo logo via email, that would be awesome. Because if we try to grab this online, it may ruin the quality. So if you can send us one. So now you'll see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keyword list. Let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And since you do have project photos and a logo, please send them directly or upload them to the dashboard or the app. We only use high-quality, copyright-safe images. And if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. And your client dashboard login, which you should have received already, that can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about a time frame and what to expect. So here in Local Splash, your online campaign will launch in phases. Ads go live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Directories and GBP profile optimized in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. And you can always check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, please forward those to us immediately. Never pay for any additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash.
I get those calls every week.
Yeah. And
thankfully, I don't respond and I don't answer.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good thing that you don't respond to those.
Yeah.
And we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. 3 weeks from now, that's exactly going to be October 7th. That's also a Tuesday. Will that be a good day for us to give you a follow-up call?
Oh, sure. No worries.
October 7th and...
as long as nobody takes it personally if I don't answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, you know.
Yeah, definitely not. We'll leave you a detailed message in case you won't be able to answer us so that you can also give us a call. And what time works best for you? Should we also do like 4 p.m. your time?
Yeah, usually an afternoon. That's good.
Okay. And, well, yeah, as mentioned earlier, you are assigned a dedicated account manager for ongoing stay and strategy here in Local Splash. And, well, your account manager is going to be Honey. She is the one that's going to take care of you and your point of contact from Local Splash for here on. And for anything that's related to your account, for all future campaign discussions and questions, let me try to check if she is available so that she can quickly introduce herself to you. Give me just a minute or two.
Sure.
Well, thank you for your patience in waiting, and I'm sorry for making you wait as well. It seems like Honey is currently engaged with another call right now, so I'm just going to have her reach out to you in the next few days to have herself introduce herself to you. Well, actually,
yeah,
I'm going to ask her to maybe give you a call tomorrow for adding us as admin so that she can walk you through and so that she can introduce herself to you as well.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. Well, this actually concludes our interview, and right now we are almost done, just a few more minutes. I'm just going to give you a call to that call tracking number that we have created for you earlier.
Oh, okay.
So that we can make sure that you're able to receive phone calls on that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone call right now. I'm going to give you a call on that phone number right away.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Thank you.